With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Resentment. It's that poisonous, slow-burning feeling that's bad for our mental health and even worse for our relationships. How can we let go of resentment when situations are unfair or when we do feel left behind? Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Wu. Every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Today, let's take a break from grumbling to consider 5 ways to get a healthy perspective shift and let go of resentment. So we've talked about a lot of negative emotions on this podcast, including how sadness is not all bad, how you can cope with fear, and even how to see anger as useful. These emotions are all pretty clear and easy to define, kind of like the primary colors of bad feelings. But sometimes we feel bad in ways that are not as easy to put a finger on. One such muddy emotion I've heard a lot about recently is resentment. Do thoughts like this sound familiar? I moved across the country and sacrificed the job I loved so we could be together, and you can't even do your share of the dishes? I'm so sick of hearing my sister talk about her perfect wedding last year. I didn't even get to have mine because of COVID. I shouldn't have to be the only one taking care of my elderly parents. Why don't my siblings do their fair share? It's just not fair that I have to work so hard to lose weight while my partner can eat whatever and not gain a pound. Success seems to just fall into his lap because he's good-looking and charming. Ugh, it's so annoying. These feelings of resentment are so understandable. Who isn't irked by unfair situations or undeserving people? And it's not surprising to see a spike in resentment around the holiday season, because along with great food and family time, the holidays tend to open old wounds and poke at stale hurts. This year, we've added the bad feelings that come with an ongoing pandemic, and a lot of us have been pent up with those sour feelings. But when was the last time that marinating in these resentful thoughts and sour feelings actually made you feel better? And has it ever improved a relationship? Chances are you would rather let go or make peace, whether it's with someone else or with yourself. Coming to terms with feelings of resentment is easier said than done, but today's tips could be a good start. And the first tip I have for you is to be assertive about what you need. Sometimes we're stuck feeling resentful about an unfair situation because we haven't done anything to correct the injustice. We allow the situation to remain unfair. Maybe we're scared to ask for something different, or we're not very optimistic that we'll get what we want. Either way, if nobody knows how we feel about it, the situation will never change, and we'll just keep growing more bitter. So why not express your needs? Even if you don't ultimately get your partner to do more dishes or change your parents' favoritism towards your brother, the act of asserting your point of view can already be a huge relief. So a quick primer on how to be assertive, which we covered in a previous episode in a lot more detail. So check that out if you're interested. Here's a quick primer. Don't be a bully, but don't be a doormat either. Stick to just one issue, Start by simply describing the situation as you see it. Use an I statement to say how you feel about the situation. Ask for what you need or state the changes you'd like to see. And of course, end with some gratitude or encouragement. So here's an example of assertiveness in action. Hey, I've noticed a lot of dishes piling up lately. Sometimes I'm frustrated because it can feel like I'm the only one taking care of the house. Could we make a plan together for how to split up chores? It would make me feel a lot better. See? Easy peasy and not too complicated, not too long. This can be a really good conversation starter and make you feel less resentful just by saying it out loud. Now, if your situation is not quite that simple, if there's not something really concrete you can ask for, tip number two may be for you, and that's to figure out who or what you're really mad at. Feeling resentful towards someone can be like shooting an arrow. If you're a total newbie at archery, that is, whoever happens to be in the path of your arrow gets the blame, even if they're not the real target. Does the woman who is resentful of her sister's wedding really hate her sister? Or is she sad and angry that her own wedding was canceled due to COVID-19? Does the struggling novelist really hate his successfully published friend? Or is he feeling frustrated by his own writer's block? Here's an easy way to figure out who or what you're really upset about. Say out loud to yourself, if only, insert a situation in a parallel universe, it would be easy to not feel resentful anymore. Don't think too hard about it. Just say the first thing that comes to mind after the if only. For example, if only I had a more creatively fulfilling job, I wouldn't be so annoyed that my roommate has a much higher salary than I do. Now you know that it's the boringness of your job that makes you feel unhappy. You don't necessarily have beef with your roommate, even if she does show off a new expensive bag or shoes every week. Now, sometimes figuring out what you're really mad at is not the crux of the issue. Sometimes that's very clear, but there's still no clear answer for how to make yourself feel better about an unfair situation. In this case, you can try, tip number three, to give yourself real options. Think about this. Do you remember enjoying raking leaves as a kid? You got to be outside, maybe with your friends, and you could jump into these big, satisfying leaf piles. But what about as an adult? Now that you, say, own your house and have to keep up with yard work, doesn't it feel like a chore? We humans are funny this way. If we get to do something, we love it. If we have to do something, it sucks. But sometimes getting to do something and having to do it, not mutually exclusive. It can be part of your job to teach the new intern an office task, but you might also enjoy helping him because you like helping people. Depending on how you view the situation as either an obligation or an activity you value, you might feel resentful or happy about that situation. So that lone sibling who does all of the caretaking for aging parents might feel resentful that his siblings are not contributing, which is completely understandable since the situation is unfair. But he might also feel proud that he is able to care for his parents. The best way to help yourself shift your perspective is to give yourself a real choice. Forget about what other people are doing. Forget whether something should be an obligation. You can make a decision for yourself. You can choose to take care of your parents, or you can choose not to. If you still choose to do it, ask yourself why. Maybe your answer is, because I love my parents and want them to be happy. Next time you're tempted toward a resentful thought, rephrase it. I'm glad that I get to take care of my parents because this makes them happy.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Now, let's finish up with 2 more really important tips for how to let go of resentment. Tip number 4 is to not fertilize weeds. And here's what I mean. Our minds are like gardens. The parts that we tend to will flourish. So don't fertilize the weeds. Your resentful ruminations thrive on attention the way weeds thrive on fertilizer. Every time you chase a resentful thought, returning over and over and over again to how unfair a situation is or how mad someone made you, the weed grows a little bigger and a little stronger. Over time, if you spend a lot of time fertilizing your weeds, they grow deep roots in your mind and crowd out the beautiful flowers. Luckily, thoughts don't have to take root. Even very emotional thoughts are, after all, totally imaginary words and sentences in your head. The best way to not feed them is to not take them so seriously. Just because they sound convincing and persistent in your head doesn't mean they're necessarily true, fair, wise, or helpful. Let's say you have a thought that your kids are ungrateful about the sacrifices you made for them. Do you know for sure how grateful they really are or are not? That thought about how your spouse has a great metabolism while you have to work so much harder to lose weight. Even if that's true, is it helpful? You can acknowledge that a thought exists the way you acknowledge that a magazine exists. It's sitting right there, but you don't have to grab it. You don't have to read it. And you certainly don't have to believe it. And last but not least for today, tip number 5 is to do what you value. Sometimes we resent things that are out of our control, like a friend's effortless beauty. More often, we resent things that we think are out of our control. And it's this feeling of being stuck that makes us grumble about other people. Here's why we make this mistake. We believe that in order to stop feeling resentful about someone, say a coworker who seems to charm his way to the top without having to work too hard, we must have exactly what he has. Of course, this makes us feel stuck. Maybe we don't feel very charming, or we don't actually want to skate by on charms alone. But here's an alternate solution. Instead of trying to be like someone else, do what you value. Perhaps you value creativity more than charm, or perhaps you value wisdom or service or humility. Whatever it is that you value, find this North Star and aim for it in your daily work. Allow yourself to feel great about what you accomplish along the way. Even if you never come up with an effortless yet hilarious joke the way your coworker does at every meeting, you can feel fulfilled in a way that matters much more to you. Then, at some point, you'll have let go of that resentment towards your coworker, even without noticing it. you might even genuinely enjoy that joke he tells. Whichever method you try for letting go of resentment, remember that it's not about taking a situation to court. We're not trying to establish right versus wrong in these situations. This is either already very clear, or some people will never agree on what's right or wrong. Instead, the more productive thing to do for your own well-being is to zoom out and see the bigger picture. What do you actually want? What do you value? Why do you choose to do what you do? Hone in on what's important and don't feed the rest. Your garden will be plentiful with flowers that you actually enjoy. Thank you so much for listening today. Share what your values are. I would love to hear all about them. Continue the conversation with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at QDT Savvy Psych. I'm also at Jade Wu PhD. Let's also keep in touch through the Savvy Psychologist newsletter, where we deliver psychology tips and news straight to your inbox. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thanks again for joining me, and I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.